Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 152 here with Rylan.
What's up, everybody? Make sure to join our Discord. You guys don't like doing that, but you still make sure to join our Discord. Yeah. And, you know, follow our socials, whatever. Get some merch if you want. Yeah. But mainly join our Discord. I would like you guys. I want to make a community, but you guys don't want to.
You don't want to be friends.
You don't want friends. I know you don't have any in real life, but at least you can get some in Discord.
Yeah.
It'll help your social skills, like women or something. I don't know. But make sure to join our Discord if you guys want to. You don't have to, but you know, you can get some free merch out of it or something.
And a movie night.
You don't want to watch Sonic 3?
That's on you. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Starfield could be announced for PS5 next week.
So Xbox exclusives are now possibly going to go to PS5. As me and Ash have talked about in the past, like they're most likely going to eventually because, you know, they came to Switch, stuff like that. And PlayStation exclusive already went to Switch. Right. There's Xbox exclusives. Xbox exclusives already went to Switch.
Some of them have, yeah. I think Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves, and Pentiment also went to PS5 too and Switch.
Yeah, they did. I remember us talking about it. But Starfield may have some big news. This is only a rumor, by the way. So don't go after us if this isn't true. Like, oh, you know, you said this.
You lied.
It's a rumor. It's not true. We don't know yet. But Starfield may have some big news next week, according to one of Bethesda's. it says here, Bethesda's epic sci-fi RPG, Starfield, has, enjoyed a number of important, you know, improvements throughout 2024. One big update brought a new city map icons to the game, and another added the Rev 8 land buggy. Oh, nice. That allows players to travel across vast landscapes and stuff like that, more quickly exploring planets, etc. Of course, the biggest addition to Starfield was, you know, the Shattered Space story DLC, which was released in September, around a year ago. Xbox began experimenting, you know, with bringing some of its smaller first-party games over to other platforms. I don't think Sea of Thieves is small.
No.
Like that. It's one of the most popular exclusives.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's old at this point, but, like, older. Yeah, but still.
Everyone, a lot of people play it.
I've heard of it, at least.
Yeah. You know, let's see if these...
see if these nuts.
That's where that came from. That game.
Is it?
But, yeah.
I didn't know that.
But, yeah, like Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves, and Pendiment made a jump over, you know, discourse online whether Xbox will double down on third-party titles even more. The announcement at GamesCon that Bethesda's Indiana Jones and the Great Circle will come to PS5 also in spring, which we talked about as well. But that opened the door for some Xbox, you know, AAA games, so bigger games and stuff. And temple franchises like Halo and Gears of War to join the conversation as well. Which you talk about Halo, the Master Chief Collection is possibly going to be coming over to PlayStation and Nintendo Switch too. Which is going to be weird. Really weird, I think. Because, you know, Halo was their first ever, you know, exclusive.
Right.
So it's just weird. Just that thought. That's like seeing AD on the Mavs.
Man, Luke on the Lakers.
Yeah, it was just, it doesn't feel right, you know, just, it's weird.
Yeah, it's...
But, Starfield is apparently going to be the next, you know, game coming to the PS5, but it hasn't officially been confirmed by Phil Spencer yet. Again, this is just a rumor. But it seems something big may be happening with Starfield next week, according to Leaker, yada, yada, yada. Odafield mentioned by Bethesda will have news to share about Starfield next week, that it's not something fans were expecting. Because it says here, Starfield fans are expecting at the moment. Many Starfield fans believe that the game will be ported over to PS5, and some fans don't think it at all. Like, they're thinking they're just going to have like a new DLC or something like that. And stuff, but there's really not much on that. It's just, you know, this is just a big old rumor. So next week, possibly, you know, Starfield would be announced on the PS5.
If it is, we'll let you know.
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool for, you know, people over PlayStation to be able to play Starfield, because I haven't played Starfield myself. But again, I've heard it's a really good game. It looks awesome and stuff like that.
I've played it. It's not bad. Like, I mean, it's not a game that I would put a whole lot of time into, but I know a lot of people like space exploration games like No Man's Sky and stuff like that. Yeah, like Carter, he would like it. But for me, it's just not my type of game. But there's a lot of people out there that would like it.
Yeah, but it says here, whether this news, you know, Odafield is talking about turns out to be, you know, the long speculated PS5 port or not, you know, simply news about its next DLC or both. You know, this is just, again, a rumor, so we don't really know anything about it. Just the speculation of what could happen. You know, it could get announced on the PS5 and then have the DLC a little bit after, come at the same time. But that's all I have on that. There's not much to it. Just, you know, Starfield might possibly be coming to the PS5.
Yeah.
Next week. Which, that'll be good for people. For
PlayStation. If they've never played it and they've wanted to play it, you know, but they only have a PlayStation 5, then, you know, that's good for them. And I'm happy for them. It's just weird seeing Xbox's exclusives go to other platforms.
Soon, as we said, you know, soon exclusives won't even exist. Besides Nintendo. Because Nintendo's not going to put Mario on PlayStation or Xbox.
Well, because now, I mean, technically PlayStation's big titles aren't exclusives anymore because they come to PC.
That's true.
So, I mean,
Spider-Man 2, because it's on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing it.
I played it a little bit.
I don't know.
I still have to beat Remastered and Miles Morales.
I beat the original Spider-Man PS4 and then Miles Morales. I just haven't played the new one that came out a year ago. Over a year ago now. That's crazy.
You could play it.
I know. Don't feel like downloading it until I get my PC.
Yeah. You guys should help Rylan get a PC. Give us some more download.
Yeah. And we have a Cash App too, so.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in that. It's in the link in the description of wherever you're listening at.
Yeah, we don't really mention it much because we don't want to beg you for money. But if you guys do want to help us out with that, because, you know, that'll help quality and stuff for that podcast and everything like that.
Yeah.
Plus, I can stream with the PC.
Yeah.
Which I need. I want to stream again.
Yeah. Once I get a full-time podcast, I'll stream more. I just don't have time right now.
Yeah.
I used to stream all the time. I was getting pretty good following there at one time, but.
Yeah. And quit.
Then I had to quit.
You quit.
I had to quit because it's a work.
Yeah.
And three
but that's all I,
It's four podcasts.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. But that's all I have for that.
All right. So we always talk about layoffs hitting the gaming space, and more layoffs seem to be hitting PlayStation.
Do you have any type of like numbers of how many people? Or because the article I got this off of doesn't.
No, mine doesn't. I don't think it was released. It was just saying
that there's going to be more layoffs. Because we talked about the layoffs for Sony, Microsoft, Ubisoft. We talked about
a bunch of them.
A bunch of Ubisoft ones.
Mm-hmm.
Bethesda, too.
Yep.
What else? A lot. We talked about a lot of them. Bungie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a few others.
Which is owned by Sony now, Bungie is.
Yeah. We've just talked about a lot of them. But as Sony has initiated another round of, you know, PlayStation layoffs. If a post by a, you know, former employee is anything to go by, it's unclear if the layoffs are related to the mass cancellations of live service projects, as the employee in the question is a platform engineer who seems to have worked on, you know, the Hardwire side, including the unannounced PS6. All this kind of knows about PS6. Maybe we should hit him up. Like, so what's it look like?
When's it coming out?
Well, you should know. You worried. I wonder what it's going to look like and stuff. You think it'll look like PS5 or different?
I'd say it'll probably be a little bit different anyway.
Yeah, might be like maybe a little bit difference between like how the 360 was and the Xbox One or something like that.
Yeah.
Not much of a difference, but still you could tell easily a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
When it came to it. But it says here, the layoffs are going to start, as have apparently started, in February 2025. According to Oscar Diaz, who worked as a senior design technologist at PlayStation, most of his team was laid off. I feel bad for his people. Like, you spend your whole career.
Most of his team? That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, you spend, like, majority of your career, say, working at Sony. And then you get laid off. Like, for that's rough.
That sucks. Bad. Yeah, I hate people losing their jobs, you know, especially unexpectedly. Like, sometimes you'll get a notice like, hey, we're shutting down.
A 2-week notice or something like that, you know. Like,
yeah, but all of a sudden, like, oh, yeah, you know, we lost funding, whatever. Go, you're out of a job.
Get out. Get. Like, I feel bad for those people.
I do too.
But it says here, Diaz, who goes as a Ryo Saki on social media. I'm just going to call him Diaz, though. It's easier. Was one of the employees that got let go. It says here, he didn't say how big his team was or how many roles were eliminated. So he didn't say how many people were let off.
Most of his team.
But he said most of his team. We don't know how big his team is. We could probably find that out. But, you know. It says here, seemingly, Diaz's post suggests that he contributed to the PS6. It was a dream to get to work with Sony on, you know, the platform. I grew up playing since the PS1 and contribute to the PS5, Trash Portal, and PSVR2. and future consoles. So he's worked on PS5, the PS Portal, or Trash Portal. PSVR 2, and like the PS app and future consoles, so like the PS6. So he's worked on quite a bit of those. So he knows his way around. Like,
yeah, he knows a lot about Sony's consoles and stuff.
Yeah. But it says here, he wrote this on X and like other platforms. But it says here, at the time of this writing, there's been no statement of layoffs and how many people have been laid off and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's all I have for that, though.
All right.
It does say here, though, that although layoffs were, you know, anticipated due to project cancellations, it looks like dev roles might also be on the chop block. So, like, non-developer roles could you also get laid off as well.
Yeah, that sucks.
I feel bad for those people. Hope you guys, pray for you guys, and hope you guys get some new jobs at another company, like maybe Microsoft or something like that.
For sure, for sure. All right. So
if you guys listen to our podcast, of course.
Yeah, should.
Yeah, best podcast ever.
But so those Nintendo fans, especially Metroid Prime fans, know that it's been 8 long years since Metroid Prime 4 yep. was officially announced. And then last year, you know, people, a lot of people thought it was dead, you know, it was never going to be shown again. But then last year, Nintendo at a direct just randomly showed, hey, it's still here. Metroid Prime 4 Beyond's coming out 2025. And then now it is definitely still releasing this year.
So
no more delays. Awesome.
Again, what I think, it's going to be a Switch 2 release.
Me too. It's going to be a cross-gen. It's going to be for Switch and Switch 2, but it's going to be a launch title yep. for the Switch 2.
Yep. I think that's exactly what it's going to be. It'll be a really good game to have for, you know, the
and
first Switch.
It might have mouse control along with controls for your, you know, because if the Joy-Cons
I wonder if you can connect your mouse, say if you have your Switch docked. You know how there's USBs? I wonder if you can connect your mouse to that and play.
Maybe. Or you might just have to use the Joy-Con as a mouse to, like, you know. But maybe. I also heard that there's also going to be a controller that you could use for a mouse. Like, I don't know if it has, like, a trackpad on it or something.
It might have a trackpad somewhere.
I don't know. That's just a rumor, too. But
how would that work?
I don't know. But I do know that it's coming out this year, Metroid Prime 4, and I do think you'll have the choice either to play it normally on a controller, like a first-person shooter, or mouse control with like the Joy-Cons, which would be awesome.
We'll see how that works, though. Yeah.
But you go ahead and read that, and I'll be right back. I can use that.
But it's been a long time coming, but Metroid Prime 4 Beyond is still on track to release this year, according to Nintendo, which is, you know, welcome reassurance for anyone, you know, feeling left, you know, to people, you know, obviously scared that, you know, Metroid Prime 4 wasn't going to come out and stuff like that. But thanks to the 8-year wait and development restart that for a while was, you know, our only real news about the game, Metroid Prime 4 was first announced as an up-and-coming Switch game back at, you know, the E3 in 2017. Rest in peace, E3, by the way. Me and Ashton talked about that, I don't know, like a year ago or something like that. So if you guys want to check out that episode, you know, it's obviously, you know, somewhere in our 150-something episodes. But at which point, we got... Let's talk about the E3.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Was talking about the E3, Ashton.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I went over that.
It has a rip by it.
Oh, yeah. People thought it was dead.
Yeah. But it says here, at which point all we got was a logo reveal and, you know, promise of it happening. We haven't got, like, any gameplay or anything, but we just know it's happening. Which is nice. Can't wait for it. It's going to be a good game, especially how Metroid Prime Remastered was.
Oh, yeah, it was such a good game. And if it does have mouse control, like, that'd be so smooth to play Metroid Prime like that. Oh, man, that'd be awesome. Because it'd be different. Won't be like a competitive shooter like Call of Duty, play keyboard, mouse that way. It's just, it'll just be casual yeah, playing, like, killing the aliens, whatever. Just it's awesome.
That'd be awesome. It really would.
I would use that. Like, I would use the mouse control with that.
I know. That would be awesome. It says here, after an extended period of silence in 2019 arrived, and Nintendo confirmed that it was going to restart the development from the beginning, since, you know, its current development progress has not reached the, you know, standards that they seek. So that's also, you know, why it's taking so long.
Well, yeah, because Nintendo was going to do it themselves, but then, you know, they didn't like it, so they brought in the original team behind the Metroid Prime series, Retro Studios, to make Prime 4.
Yeah, they were like, okay, so guys, we're going to make Metroid Prime 4. They get to do it. They almost finished the game. This crap's washed. Let's delete it.
Let's bring in the original team that made Metroid Prime before.
We obviously can't do this. We should stick to Mario.
Mario and Zelda, we're washed.
It says here, you know, after that, you know, they went quiet until last summer and finally reemerged with an actual trailer and a 2025 release date. Rejoice, which, you know, obviously it's not the actual release date because we don't know the month or the actual day, but we know it's coming in 2025, most likely around fall. Because, again, Switch 2 is probably going to be the game for it.
I'm hoping for a June release date for the Switch 2. But I'm leaning where it's probably going to be around September. Fall. September. So I'm hoping they'll have that direct in April.
I feel like
pre-orders will go up that day, and then it'll release in June. I'm hoping, but I doubt it.
Or they might, like, announce, like, the date, like, it's coming out in, like, the June Direct.
Yeah, it could, I guess.
It's either April or June Direct. They're going to announce, you know.
April, we're going to get a ton of details. We'll find out about that mouse, you know, see if it is true that we're going to have a mouse. I mean, it looks like we're going to have a mouse functionality of some
kind. The way the trailer was, it was showing it. First of all, it literally looks like a mouse sensor.
It has an an optical sensor on it.
Yeah,
and then it scooted across the desk. Like,
I don't know. Like, how's that not a mouse?
Yeah, everybody's saying that it's probably a mouse.
I mean, that's what we thought.
Before the direct even happened.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even a direct. It was just a trailer, but.
Just because that little photo, it's like mouse reticle. Like, it looked just like one.
It did.
But it says here that, you know, the release date hasn't, like, been confirmed. That's not an unusual thing, of course. But, you know, it's still early in the year, but Nintendo appears to be attempting to put any worries to rest. So, you know, they don't want you guys to worry about, like, the game not actually coming out in 2025, so they announced it's still coming out in 2025 and stuff like that. It says here, alongside Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, Nintendo's also included Donkey Kong Country Returns HD, which released last month, which me and Ashton talked about.
We did.
That's already been a month.
Yeah.
Heck going.
Almost. I think it was like, what, the 15th or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. But, Xenoblade Chronicles X Definitive Edition, which is coming in March 20th. Pokemon Legends ZNA, which, you know, doesn't have a confirmed release date.
The sequel to Legends Arceus.
Yeah.
Which I will play, because Legends Arceus was good. Like, that's the only Pokemon game that I've actually been able to play, because it's kind of like Power World, you know, it's open world and crap.
Yeah.
So the sequel should be pretty good.
Normally Pokemon games are RPG-based, like, hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, know. I hate that. Turn-based. Stupid.
Yeah. But it says here, those games are all, like, you know, for 2025. They have a release date of 2025. But as the company hints, these are just the games that have been announced to date. So there's obviously games that, you know, we haven't, are obviously got announced and stuff like that. Who knows, maybe new Zelda. That'd be nice, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah, that would be nice. I think We might get a remake of a Zelda this year. I'm hoping for Wind Waker or Twilight Princess remake, because that's been rumored for the Switch for forever, and we haven't got it. So I'm hoping we get it maybe on the Switch 2 this year.
Because
you got to have, a new console, you got to have a new Zelda. Ooh, LeBron just hit a logo 3. I know this isn't our sports podcast, but man, that was nice.
He's doing a little heat check like always. He did it against Washington, too.
Right, go on. That was nice.
The logo.
That was like from the K on the Lakers logo.
So it's actually like half court.
Yeah.
That was like gone. He's like, I heard you guys are wild.
Against the Warriors.
That's Curry, right? He's showing Curry how it's done.
Curry's trash right now. He missed like 2 threes, 2 layups in a row.
He's starting to, I hate saying this, he's starting to slow down.
He's, he don't have help.
He'll get like a 30, piece, and then like 20, and then he'll drop down a little bit more.
I think he's just getting tired because he's by himself. Like, he has no help. Maybe getting Jimmy Butler will help.
His only help is Draymond Green. All Draymond Green does is punch people.
Yeah.
But this isn't our sports podcast.
Yeah, we'll record that.
But all this last thing is saying that like Metroid Prime 4 might be, the Switch, game for Switch 2. And it could have a Switch 2 version as well as the OG Switch backwards compatibility option too. So that's all this is saying. So it says here, it's shaping up to be a good year for Nintendo already. Which it is, because Metroid Prime 4 is... seems like an awesome game.
Yeah, I'll definitely pick it up for sure.
Yeah, that's all I have for that.
And honestly, if it doesn't have mouse functionality, I'll be disappointed. Like, I'll still play it. Like, it'll still be fun to play it on regular controller, but I think...
just going to be a disappointing feature, because that mouse would be awesome to have.
If the Switch 2 doesn't have a mouse feature, I'll be disappointed, because it just, there's so much evidence that points towards it. It has to
because
be.
Because why would the Joy-Cons be scooting around like a car?
Yeah. No, it has to be. That would be so awesome. Metroid Prime would be so nice with that.
Yeah, it would. I still wonder how that's going to work, though.
I mean, obviously games like... not all games will support it, but
say like
ones that do will have an option.
Yeah, if you're trying to play like a really competitive game like Fortnite or something on it, that's not going to work.
No, not on the Switch too.
I think it's going to do, I think left click will be, the top bumper.
Like R, yeah.
Yeah, and then
ZR will be the right click.
That's what I think.
That'll work.
Because, how it was, it's flat down near, the bottom of the controller.
I said, if you hold it down like this, that lines up perfectly. Left click, right click, left click, right click. It's nice. And then it scoots around nice. So, I don't know if you noticed, but, in the trailer, they had, those railings clipped onto this. So, it, gives it kind of, stability. Make it a little wider at the bottom.
Yeah.
It works.
The new Joy-Cons are wider already.
Right. And I think, too, if you hold it like this, your thumb's already on the stick still.
Yeah.
You can use the IR. It'd be good to use the IR to move, you're aiming. And then you could still use, the right stick to move, forward and backwards if you wanted to. Or you could, you could hold a left Joy-Con in your hand too and do it that way. But I think your thumb's already there on the right one. It'd be better just have it all on one joystick. Joy-Con.
Yeah. So you can move with your thumb, but still turn and stuff. That would be confusing at first, but there are controllers like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's this keyboard controller where it's like a hand. I'm pretty sure you've seen it before. And it has all the keys and stuff, but it also has a joystick.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a little bit like that, maybe.
We'll just have to see. Wait for Nintendo.
Yeah, we're not Nintendo. If we were Nintendo, we would tell you.
Yeah, I'd tell you everything about it.
That'd be awesome. Then we'd get followers.
We get fired from Nintendo.
Yeah, but followers.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I have.
All right. Well, guys, we appreciate you for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, everything. Buy our merch on TeePublic. Rylan, do you have anything?
Not really. Just I'm pretty sure we're close to...
You said another three. Oh.
What is it?
LeBron just hit another three.
He's on a heat check. That's what it is. But, yeah, as I said, make sure to follow our socials and stuff like that. We don't mention this often, but we do have a catch-up if you guys want to help support us like that. Follow our Discord that you guys don't like to join. But still, not follow our Discord. Join our Discord that you guys don't like to join. But, yeah, that's all I have.
So guys, just to let you know, just an update on the podcast. This doesn't affect you guys at all, but we did file for the podcast to be a business, so it is an official business. It is now the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast LLC. So just to give you guys an update what we're doing, you know, we're using the ad money we get from you guys to put it back into the podcast, make it a business so we can continue to grow and make this more quality for you guys. So just to give you guys an update.
Only sucky thing about it, I'm an employee instead of an
owner
because I got a weight warmer here.
Until you're 18. Then you can be we can do 50-50%. But until then, you're my employee.
I don't want you. Just fire me already.
I will. I'll take all your money. we appreciate you guys, and couldn't do it without you, obviously. So listen to our sports podcast if you like us talking about LeBron hitting threes. But catch you guys next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.